Around this time each week, we look at the world of cycling. Noel Sens is the expert. They're also an expert at making the odd ring and piece of jewellery as well, along with Paul in the Hargraves Mall at Sens Jewellers. Noel, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo. Good morning, Steve.
Morning.
How are you?
Oh, very well. A bit damp, but otherwise fine.
Yes. So, with the cycling, turning back to the local scene, first of all, the three-day club tour was held on the weekend. All went very well, I believe.
It did, Robbo. Turned in the battle of the towns, Bendigo versus Ballarat. Actually, Castlemaine versus Ballarat versus Bendigo. And we had a big winner in Dylan McKenna from Castlemaine, which was a great win. But, Robbo, we're lucky to get that tour over and done with, and Steve, because, you know, the COVID decimated the field. There was 135 riders, and they ended up having 65 riders because all the Melbourne riders were locked out of it. And, so it was good that it was run. It was run in an A-grade tour, and the B-grade tour was run in two categories, the men's tour and a women's tour, running with each other in B-grade. So very interesting.
Yeah, and Dylan McKenna, the winner from Castlemaine, great effort.
Yep, Dylan had a great win. He dominated the stage on Mount Alexander. I think they're all fearing that stage because it's a pretty hard climb. He won that stage from Spencer Evans, the youngster from Bendigo, Alexander's little brother. And in the end, that stage was the telling factor of the whole tour, and Dylan McKenna won the tour from Liam White from Ballarat, Nick White from Ballarat in third, then Spencer Evans from Bendigo, the first Bendigo rider, in fourth. And fifth was Blake Agnoletto, and sixth was Sam Eddy. So some good performances there. And, Castlemaine and Ballarat dominating the podium.
Yeah, well, plenty of Bendigonians in and around the mark anyway, that's for sure. So
Noel, how did the women go?
Oh, yeah, that was really good. Sorry, Steve. In the women's race, a young Ballarat young girl, Tilly Field, won from Justine Barrow. And in the men's tour, Matthew Irons won. But overall, those two grades rode together, and the women actually won the tour overall, even though they had separate categories. Does that make sense?
Not really.
The first rider home was the young lady. Well, Tilly Field was the first rider home in B grade.
Yeah.
And so if they were running in as one race, she won the whole B-grade tour, but she won the women's tour because they had separate categories in the race. So there's a women's tour and a men's tour. And Matthew Irons, the winner of the men's B-grade, and Tilly Field, the women's winner. So very interesting.
Yes, indeed. Now, looking over to the continent, all the lead-ups done and dusted. We're going to sit back now and just wait for the Tour de France. Can't wait.
Yeah, it's only about 10 days to go. It's going to be a fascinating race this year. There's so much depth in the field. Everybody's been dominating. You know, they had the big lead-up races. Richie Porte had a win. Richard Carapaz had a win. Everybody had a win, you know. And technically speaking, the strongest team by miles is the Ineos team, the British team, which was called Sky.
Yep.
They've got about three or four riders that should be able to win the tour. But I believe it's going to be the Slovenians. They're going to go amazingly. Tadej Pogacar, who won last year, he won his Tour of Slovenia, and he looks really good. But the big mystery is Primoz Roglic, who was denied the Tour last year in the last couple of kilometres.
Yeah.
He really wants to win this year, and he's been away training at altitude. No one's seen him for weeks, so he hasn't done any lead-up races. Unusual preparation. He's going to come out like a raging bull.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't heard you mention Chris Froome. How's he going?
Oh, well, terrible. But he's been picked to ride the tour. Everybody, the speculation was, will Chris Froome ride the tour? And everybody thought on the form that he has that he wouldn't. But, look, let's be really honest. If you pay someone 5.5 million euros, you want them to ride the tour. That's why they've got him in the first place.
Yeah.
So he's been selected to ride the tour, which is, look, it's going to be good for his preparation long term if he can make it back. And but he won't win this year, but he's going to be in the tour anyway.
Okay. Well, that's, as you say, only 10 days or so away, which is fantastic for people who love cycling. Noel, as always, good to chat, mate. You have a great week and look forward to chatting again next week.
Okay, Robbo, you too. And Steve, have a great day, guys.
Thanks, you too. Noel Sens, looking at the world of cycling on the Wake Up Call.